I wouldn't have been worrying about him that much. But in hindsight, my parents went through a lot.
And did they ever talk about what they were experiencing or
No.
what they felt
No.
or how tough they were
Never
finding
did.
it?
Never did. No.
And was this part of their makeup, or was it just part of what society was like at the time?
That was society at the time. We didn't talk, no. We knew nothing, no.
Not of secrecy, yeah.
Yep.
And were your parents affected by TB? Did
Oh,
you?
they were tested. They must have passed. They must have been all right.
So they.
I said it more, I imagine, on my mother's side than my father. And I think my mother may have had TB or tested for, because she wasn't really that strong.
But
But
as
my
far as
father
you.
wasn't. My father was, I doubted my father had TB.
And was your.
But he could have had, because he worked in a flour mill, and he worked with flour and flour dust, and they never wore masks in those days, I'd say.
And did he
These
continue working through?
And he was smoking as well, so he had a very bad chest, I'd say. He was constantly coughing.
But
But I
he never
said it was
stopped
because of
working.
smoking that he was, and the dust from the flour, I'd say, well, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't a very healthy environment.
So they never talked about it, so you never understood, I suppose, or you say in hindsight you can understand now what they were going through, but to have three children in
In a
sanatoriums at the times,
sanatorium,
it probably wasn't very unusual in many households at the time.
yeah. Yeah. It's been very tough for them in hindsight, I think. And I never really thought about it, or it never troubled me. I should have asked questions probably, but I didn't.
But
But you didn't then. You just accepted things. They're sick, and that's it.
and that's what they just said. They were sick.
Or sick. Well,
They
they're
never said
sick,
anything
yeah.
else. Do you remember, that when they came home, I mean, they must obviously they were having treatment there, and who would have made the decision then that they would be coming home, or how would you have known that they were coming home? How would that have happened?
Well, that was a big deal when we discovered that my brother was coming home. I remember that, all the excitement in the house, and the preparations and waiting for him. And then I'm watching out the window, waiting for the car to pull up. But I didn't recognize him. But a strange thing, we were in England at the time, as you know, and every Tuesday morning I used to get the sports pages from the Cork Examiner. My brother would send it on. And other than that, that's the only contact I had with him for 7 years.
So on the day that he was coming home, so it must have been fierce excitement in the
Oh,
house.
gosh, yeah.
And
And
can you just kind of take me through? Can you remember that day, or what events do you
I
remember?
can't remember the full day, but I remember him walking. I can remember plainly him coming through the door. And I was standing back, and I didn't recognize the man. And he was nervous, and we were all nervous. And he didn't speak for about 10 minutes. Sat down, and he was like a stranger. Took me a couple of years, really, for the two of us to gel again. Because I was a stranger to him as well. I mean, I was only 13 when he went away. So to lose that 7 years, was a lot.
And was he very different?
Oh, completely, yeah. He was very different. Well, he was always very quiet. But took a couple of years, really, to gel again, as I say. We became friendly. But we lost 7 years of friendship.
And how was his relationship with the other members of the family then? Was
Oh,
that
good.
strained, or was it good, or?
Oh, it was good, yeah. Very
Mm.
good.
And did he go back to
Well,
work?
he was working as he was a chef in the Savoy Cinema. He worked there for a while. He worked then as a chef. There was a confectioner's there in Gerry Griffin Street. I can't remember their name. They were two sisters. They had a confectionery there in Gerry Griffin Street. He worked there for a while.
So he was able to kind of get back into his old life again. But did the TB, and the same with your sisters now, did the TB affect them at all in later life? Would they have had any kind of ongoing health issues?
Well, I'd say so. My sister Peggy would have had.
What kind of issues?
And Irene died very young. How old was Irene? She died.
But do you think they were emotionally affected by?
Well, they didn't show any emotion.
Health-wise,
they would.
You reckon they probably wouldn't have talked about it?
Oh, no, at the time? No, they seemed quite happy. Although they went through a lot.
And if you were to kind of, you know, reflect back on it now, do you think that the TB and how it affected your family, would it have affected you? Would you have felt that it impacted on you in any way? And how was that?
I don't think it did. I didn't ever think that I had it, or although I believe I had, but I didn't know I had.
But from an emotional point, you know, would it have affected you maybe mentally, or would you have thought about it or pondered on it over the years?
I hope not.
And, you know, like, considering what we're going through now with COVID, do you see similarities?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what kind of comes to mind?
There are similarities. The scare, people are afraid, you know, the fear. Fear is there. Fear. People were very fearful then, in the 40s and 50s. And you were looking, you know, people, you hear stories, this person had TB, and, you know, and people would avoid those people, just like leprosy.
Mm. But
And to the same as the pandemic before that, the people with the...
Put the foot and mouth?
No. We had a pandemic here in the 40s and 50s and 60s. What's that? They were all crippled.
Polio,
something similar.
Mm.
That it's was just, rampant at
the time.
I know what decade that was. Was that the 50s? Would that have been the 50s?
The 60s, maybe, yeah. Maybe I think, yeah. Later. I don't know. I can't remember it that much, really. It just seemed to have been the children were affected with the polio.
Yeah, well, I don't, because I hardly ever remember. Was it while we were away?
Yes, it could have been, yeah. Could have been the late 50s.
Mm. So no, I don't remember it that much.
A lot of fear, so...
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And you can kind of see that now with the COVID as well.
Same thing. It's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they defeated TB and they got... So hopefully we'll defeat this as well.
Mm-hmm.